That should prevent you from escaping again, my little pumpkin. Why did you try to run away from Mommy? You know, you can always ask me for anything. I can go fetch it for you so you don't have to go anywhere. If you wanted a PlayStation 5, just tell me and I'll buy it for you. Just the thought of you leaving Mommy just makes me so sad. Why? Did someone else tempted you to leave me? Did some other woman seem better than me? No? Then why did you try to escape and leave me behind? You have no reason to leave me, right? Just the idea of it makes me so very sad. No, but that's all right. If you ever do try to run away from me again, I'll just track you down over and over again. What if the outside world hurts you too? I can't let that happen to my precious baby. What am I going to do with you? I'm not going to hurt you. More than anything, I'll probably smother you with my love. The thought of you leaving Mommy still makes me sad. Even getting hurt by other people too. Oh, that just won't do. This is for your own good, baby. Mommy will protect you from the outside dangers. Especially those who wish to do harm on you. Why am I doing this? I just love you so, so much. The thought of having you all to myself always makes me so happy. I don't want anyone else to lay their hands on you. I just want you to think of Mommy and only Mommy. But don't worry. I won't harm you in any way. I just want you to be safe and sound. And in my eyesight, so I can watch over you. However, if it's another woman that seduced you away from me, I'll just have to eliminate her so she won't ever dare do that again. She has no right taking away what's mine. Are you sure it's not any woman? Why then? I'm too possessive and crazy? Why, I'm like this because of you, silly. I became so obsessed with you, and I want you to be all mine, even if you don't want me fully yet. I have other means to convince you, darling. Like this. Shoving my big breast in your face. Comfy, aren't they? I know I didn't give you much touch, but I know people love physical affection. I feel like I've been lacking on giving you some ever since we lived together. Whoever is on your mind, I'll make you forget them with my body. I'll shove my chest in your face. Give you happiness that no one else will be able to provide for you. Get you all the things you want. Such as consoles, clothing, better food, a roof over your head even. The list just goes on, darling. I can provide you the physical needs and the affection that you probably crave. I'm ready to provide and treat you like my ruler. Oh, you're my everything, baby. I don't want anyone else getting a piece of you. You're mine, and mine only. Only for my touch, emotional need, and sexual need. Although, I do smell another scent on you. So, it was another woman, huh? Well, no matter if you were honest or not, I'm going to overlap that scent with my own. Why I am going to shove my chest all over your body and in your face. I want to rub my smell all over you. My nice lavender smell. To the point where you get so addicted and so intoxicated with me and my body. Oh, baby, you love mommy's big tits, don't you? Oh, baby, you love mommy's chest, don't you? This whole time when I was talking, I noticed you taking small glances at it whenever you can. My, so naughty. But it makes me happy that you find mommy's body so appealing. And I'll be sure to mark your whole body with my lipstick, too. To ward off other people who dare try to take you away from me. You're mine, and mine alone. You mean everything to me. And I'll be sure to make you know that you cannot escape from mommy's love. And if you become mommy's good little pumpkin, I might let you free from these cuffs. As long as you don't run away from me again and behave. You don't want to disappoint mommy now, do you? Good. Here's your reward, baby. Mommy loves you so much, darling. I don't think I can ever give up on you. You're special to me. And baby, I love you so, so much. And I have something I want you to do for me. I want you to wake up. Honey, wakey wakey. Wake up. Wake up. Hey. There you are. Are you okay? You were tossing and turning a lot in your sleep, so I assume you had a nightmare. I tried giving you kisses to wake you up, but you just kept shaking and sweating so much. So I tried to wake you up this way. Are you okay, darling? Was it a bad dream? You're drenched a lot, and I could feel your heartbeat really fast, too. Wasn't a nightmare? Then a wet dream? For a wet dream, I wouldn't think what you're experiencing would be a horny one. But who am I to tell? Well, if that's the case, care to tell me more about it? Because I don't know any wet dream causing these type of symptoms to a person. I would think a nightmare more than anything. Oh, you had a dream that I was some yandere mommy keeping you locked up in the house? I could see it being a nightmare, yes, but you seem really happy about it. Well, maybe if you're up for it, we can do a nice roleplay of it in bed. I could be your nice possessive mommy dummy for you. Anything for you, baby. Seeing that smile on your face is worth so much to me. Well then, mommy should strap you down now, shouldn't I? So you won't escape from Mommy's love. If you don't want that, just tell me. My, so naughty. You love it when I act all possessive, don't you? Then I'll be sure to make you all mine and have your eyes only on me.